they are the primary killer of honeybees. The data suggests that, beekeepers suggest that, and just facts and actual managing of bees suggest that. So why is it so bad? Well, Varroa is a really, really small mite. If I were to try to train someone from the general public how to recognize it, it'd be very difficult. It's just a tiny thing. But relative to the size of its host, the bee, it is one of the largest parasites known on the planet. If I were to scale a bee up to our size, the Varroa would be somewhere between a softball and a volleyball size.
Ugh.
So essentially, it would be like you carrying a volleyball-sized tick on your body.
Ugh.
That's chewing a hole in your body. And Varroa was believed to feed on honeybee hemolymph, which is their blood. It has now been shown with some colleagues and myself that Varroa actually feed on honeybee fat bodies. And these fat bodies are responsible for a lot of things in bees, including nutritional management, pesticide detoxification, and so on. So we've got this huge parasite relative to the size of the bee, puncturing the bee and feeding on this essential tissue that the bees have. And to make it worse, this parasite transmits pathogens. So the act of feeding is bad enough, but the fact that when this mite bites the bee, it can transmit some of the worst viral pathogens that honeybees have. When you put these together, you get dead bees. And so one of the things that we spend so much time trying to do is educate beekeepers on Varroa control. Commercial beekeepers know this with certainty. If they don't control Varroa, their bees die. But we also work in our lab to try to identify new Varroa control strategies. So without question, Varroa are the worst thing that our honeybees have to face.
You compared it to a tick. I can give my dog and cat flea and tick medicine. Why can't we give the bees in their sugar water or something some kind of anti-Varroa medicine?
What a fantastic question. So let me tell you why it's fantastic. When we have cattle and we're trying to control flies on a cattle, we're trying to control an insect on a mammal. When we are trying to control the Asian citrus psyllid on the citrus tree, we're trying to control an insect on a plant. But when we're trying to control a mite on a bee, a mite is an arthropod, and bees as insects are arthropods. So when essentially we're trying to control a mite on a bee, we're trying to control an arthropod on an arthropod with an arthropodicide. So if you think about it, it's not the same as applying an insecticide to a mammal where we're trying to kill insects on a mammal. We're trying to kill an arthropod on an arthropod with something that's potentially damaging to the one we're trying to protect. And so as a result, there's only a small number of compounds that has toxicities low enough on bees that you can scale high enough to kill mites but not impact bees. It's a tricky, tricky thing to kill.